That was Away from Micaiah McRaven with Jeff Parker as well from the upcoming Micaiah McRaven EP album thing that's coming out soon. Previously to that was Hello Stranger from Barbara Lewis. If you've seen the film Moonlight, that is a like big part of that movie. At multiple points in the movie, they play that song. And it's supposed to, you know, like signify different points of the main character's life and different parts of his life that are very important to the story there. It's a great movie from Barry Jenkins. Famously at the Oscars, was the Best Picture winner, but the presenters duped everybody into thinking that it was La La Land, but it was really Moonlight, which is awesome. If you've seen the movie, it's amazing. Previously to that was the newest from Stereolab, Fed Up With Your Job, which was a nice little tune. We also have Amarga Tristeza, which is by Combo Impacto, which was sampled on the new Kendrick Lamar record on the last track, Gloria. We also had the newest from Geese. They just put out a new record on Friday. The name of the record is called Getting Killed, but that song was called 100 Horses. It's one of my personal favorites from the record. And we kicked the set off with our good boy Casablancas from The Strokes, Take It or Leave It. The last song on Is This It from 2001, a classic. And
yeah,
I'm here to say something very important. Attention, all music lovers.
Listening.
Yeah. Would you like to have pristine recordings that never degrade and sound perfect for all of eternity?
Oh my God, yeah.
So, step one is learning how to handle vinyl records properly.
How do I handle vinyl records properly?
I'll tell you. The number one rule is not to put your greasy fingies on the wax.
Oh no.
This causes oil to build up.
Which part is the wax?
The wax is like the record itself.
Okay.
Yes. Instead, handle the record by its edges in the middle area by the spindle hole where there's no grooves.
Oh, okay.
Make sure to store your record in a proper sleeve.
What's not a proper sleeve?
No sleeve at all, or something that's made out of paper.
Oh.
Treat your records like you would a tiny baby. A tiny wax baby that plays Miles Davis.
Well, I wouldn't want to hurt Miles Davis.
Why would you ever want to hurt Miles Davis?
Never would.
This message was brought to you by your vinyl-hungry DJs at 90.1 WRUV FM. Burlington. You gotta treat them with care. There's grooves in there, you know? I could talk about that all day, but I don't really think anybody wants to hear me talk about that all day. Because it's very repetitive. What's not repetitive, though, is the next set that DJ Goose is cooking up at this very moment.
If I can get it.
Why can't you get it? Is it the Wi-Fi?
Your computer lags so much.
My computer is old, but it does its job. I really enjoy my computer. DJ Goose's computer is far more newer than mine.
Oh my God, why did it add the entire?
Oh my God.
Oh, because I added the album.
DJ Goose is flustered, as we can hear. What was not that flustering for me, though, was me and my friends went to go see the newest Paul Thomas Anderson movie on Saturday called One Battle After Another. And if you have 3 hours to spare in your day, you should definitely go see it because it was unbelievably good. It's like if people remember when Parasite came out, for me, it was the same type of reaction that I had getting out of that. Less so like, oh my God, I've just seen like one of the most groundbreaking things in the world. It's not really not that groundbreaking, but it's so much fun and so consistent and funny and great and just it does everything right. And just when you think they have a grip on the story, it completely just washes away all expectations and it gives you like a wild ride. It's a wild 3 hours. The person I was sitting next to, my good friend, he was like, literally at like 2 points in the movie, like tapped me on the shoulder and was like, I'm like having an anxiety attack right now. And it was because of the movie. It wasn't just because like he was having like an anxiety attack and I was ignoring him. He was just like, this movie is very anxious. Like it's just anxiety ridden. And I was like, oh, like, are you going to be all right? And he was like, no, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just like, and then he would like, you know, twitch in his seat or whatever. So, I mean, that made me smile. You know, in a way that's, you know, like from a friend's standpoint, I hope that's. I hope I don't sound like a terrible human being for this.
It's not, but maybe Fido.
What?
Maybe Fido, your leash is too long.
Run out of luck, I don't care what you fuck sounds stupid. put my hand by yours, so you know I wanna hold it. I say my prayers at night, but I know who controls it. I fall in hard for you, but I know I don't show it. I take your love for me, but I know I don't own it. It's not gonna be a big production. It's not butterflies or fireworks. Said it's gonna be a tiny garden, but I feed it every day. I feed it. Something wrong with the pace. You fall in love every day now. Think of you when I wake up, premonition of fate. I put my flaws on display to scare you away. You put your feelings on hold. Winter came and it got cold. You wanna be sure that I'm sure that I want you. Not just someone fun to do, someone to hold in zero below. You ask why I'm so cold. Iceberg hard, but look below. It's not butterflies or fireworks. I said it's gonna be a tiny garden, but I feed it every day. I feed it.
The seed has all the information.
Yeah, we leave it and we advise. Let me heal first, then return to the space that we make. Then you know I wake up and I give God his praise. For making you and making you more too. And for making me and I'll sing his name. I'ma pull up right now, we celebrate. Then you put the pipe down and I'm okay.
So if I'm awkward, just let me rock.
It's not gonna be a big production. It's not butterflies or fireworks. Said it's gonna be a tiny garden, but I feed it every day. I feed it.
I wish you the best. And now for the next. Coming to your mind, live and direct from the ethers. Now it's all in your speakers. Down to your sneakers. Now as we prepare for our liftoff, you'll need only two things to direct your course: your ears and your soul. I bring to you the Robert Glasper experiment, experimentation for meditation.
Let me get a little more on my left and my head's right here, just a little more. Just a little more.
2-2-2-2, hey, hey.
Something, 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 something. Something like.
Just heard Da Duda from Kokoroko.
Before that was Liftoff from Shafiq Hussein, Race to the Air, Gum from Gum, The Tower from Future Islands, Tiny Garden from Jamila Woods, Strange Weather from Levitation Room off of the album Strange Weather, and we kicked the oh my god.
That was the mic.
If you just covered your ears for some reason, that would be because someone in the booth, I'm not naming names, but there's only one other person in here with me, may have moved the mic stand. And we started the set off with Fido, Your Leash Is Too Long, off of the release 69 Love Songs.
Yeah, right.
Which often sounds like there is explicit words. But there are not. Yeah. And if you were wondering why this set may have sounded different than other sets we've done in previous years, this was a blast to the past of DJ Goose's favorite songs off of her sets from the past 2 years.
Hey, you know what? They were all fire.
Thank you.
Even the Future Islands one.
Oh my god.
Some good stuff.
I love Future Islands.
He's got an interesting voice.
Yeah, so does it.
Like, I'm like from the tower.
So does like Bob Dylan.
Yeah, but I'm not playing Bob Dylan on the air. It's Future Islands. I don't know. Look, I'm here to tell you about the Vermont Granite Museum, okay? It's known for showcasing. The Vermont Granite Museum is known for showcasing the history and craft of Central Vermont's stone cutting industry.
No way.
Dating back to 1895.
That's a long time ago.
That's before the Titanic. The vast 28,000 square foot granite shed houses, plaster models.
When did the Titanic?
1912, I think.
Cool.
I could be wrong.
I'll look it up.
Dating back to 1895, which is before the Titanic, the vast 28,000 square foot granite shed houses, plaster models of monuments, hands-on carving displays, tools and archival photos, as well as small shows of sculpture by local stone carvers. But until now, it hadn't mounted an exhibition of contemporary art from outside that tradition.
The Titanic was 1912.
I was right. April 14th?
Just as April on AI. April 10th.
April 10th.
That's creepy, but yes.
All right. Fracture Point, which is the name of the exhibition, is on view until the museum season ends in October, which is bringing together 10 artists whose projects grapple with the labor, history, and social effects of the stone-cutting industry and touch on its future as well. All the artists, who range in age from late 30s to early 60s, are recent alums of the MFA in Visual Art Program at Vermont College of Fine Arts. So since graduating in 2024, one of the graduates, obviously, Patty Merriam of Barry, which is actually spelled B-A-R-R-E. I was told recently it's not Bar, Vermont. It's Barry, Vermont.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
That's how it's pronounced. Miriam and her cohort, as well as a few alums from 2023 and 2025, have been organizing shows around social justice themes in their various cities. All the artists in the show incorporate research into their art practice, learning about an issue or a historical event, and then creating something to articulate a story or a point of view. So after settling on the broad idea of looking at labor and digging into the museum's online archives, five of the artists participated in a residency this summer. None of the exhibiting artists had ever worked in the museum before, and it informed their other work through a visceral experience of, quote, the feeling and the hardship on the body, when you're carving and the dust. Two works imagine the impact of AI on workers. Susan Snipes' piece, Uncertain Futures, is a series of paper shooting targets printed with clip art of different workers, including a stone carver. In Reflective Gold, Renee Jett's stop-motion animation, Sarjana and the Eaters, is a powerful little allegory about how human connection and an embrace of labor will help us prevail against the all-consuming machines. In this setting, it's easy to believe. So it's gonna end soon, but if you can make your way to the Vermont Granite Museum exhibition of works by the Vermont College of Fine Arts alums, definitely check it out. A lot of great stuff to see, to view, to feel. Make your way over there.
Awesome.
And that comes to you from 7 days.
So in similar news, this week and the weekend is looking like perfect weather to go visit this museum, as it is sunny with clear skies until next Monday.
Wow.
So today we experienced a high of 77 and a low of 58, one of the hottest days recently. Tomorrow we're looking at another high of 75 with a low of 53, and it's thankfully going to cool down a little bit after that.
Nice.
With Tuesdays through Thursdays looking at highs in the mid-60s, Wednesday dipping even lower with a high of 58. Friday is going to warm up a little bit again with a high of 67 and a low of 48. All days are sun, clear skies, which is incredible. Yeah, right. And I'm very excited about clear skies all day. Plus, this upcoming weekend, not the weekend we're currently in, the one where you will next hear us on the air.
That's right.
Saturday and Sunday, we are experiencing highs in the low 70s with lows in the low 50s. The air quality is good, which is nice because it's feeling like bad.
It's feeling like bad.
It is. The visibility is 21 miles, which is a perfectly clear view. We are in a waxing crescent phase with an illumination of 41%. The moon will set at 9:50, and the next full moon is in 9 days.
Ooh.
Yay.
So not this upcoming Tuesday, but next Tuesday.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you can count.
Wow.
I can't count. I would not have been able to do that mental math.
But you know astronomy because you're in an astronomy course.
I don't think I know astronomy, though.
No, more than I do.
That's
more
true.
More than most people do.
We go from a waxing crescent to
a full moon.
No.
No.
To a waxing gibbous, to then a full moon.
Then a waning gibbous.
Then a waning gibbous.
Then a half.
Then a waning. It's actually technically a quarter moon, not a half moon, because we're only seeing a quarter of the moon.
Oh.
Because we only see one face of the moon at all times, because the moon rotates on its axis at the same period of time that it would rotate around the Earth. And I don't think I got that question right on my exam. So it is now 9:08, and we have a perfectly clear moon in the sky, and it was a very sunny and beautiful day.
It was beautiful,
and
yeah.
I was really happy with
breakfast.
And the newest and the most recent song you heard before we started yapping on about news and weather was Da Do Da from Kokoroko, which is a new release that is a very good soul release coming out of our international sub-MD's recommendations.
That's right. Brownswood Recordings, which has offered a lot of good stuff in past memories, at least my time being here at WRUV.
90.1.
FM Burlington. I can't get my mind off of this movie I saw yesterday.
Oh my freaking God.
It's so amazing.
Tell us, what movie did you see, DJ?
I saw One Battle After Another.
Oh my gosh.
Literally, if you have a brain and feet, and you have ways to get to a movie theater, you need to sit down for 3 hours and watch this. It was amazing.
It was a 3-hour movie.
2 hours and 40 minutes.
So 3 hours.
2 hours and 40 minutes.
How long with credits?
2 hours 35.
Oh, okay. So it's a 2.5 hour movie.
You need to go see this movie. If you have, like, a brain, you need to
I like that the limit is, like, a brain.
No, you need...
Not, like eyes. Like, a brain.
If you love car chases, you're going to love this movie.
You didn't tell me there were car chases.
There's so many car chases.
I would have gone with you.
If you like political humor, this movie's for you. If you like Leonardo DiCaprio, this movie's for you. If you like Benicio Del Toro, this movie's for you. If you like anything about movies at all, this movie is for you.
This is a shameless plug from DJ Didge to go see his new top movie of all time.
It's not of all time.
Maybe Godfather is above it,
no,
but then otherwise.
Stop it. Don't do that. This is like Parasite level. I almost cursed like 10 times. This is so good. Yes, I swear to God. Anyway, all right. Really?
Do you
want to
play any music from the score?
Oh my God, yes.
Well, DJ Didge cooks that up for us.
Yes.
I have a cooking recipe for our dear listeners of an easy recipe to do during the week that is together in less than 15 minutes. Get yourself some prepackaged udon noodles, preferably dried from your local Asian supermarket. Get some garlic. I have the pre-chopped minced garlic in my fridge for some better flavor, but you can also use, and it's a little bit better for this recipe because it's already so like soaked with garlicness, but you can also use fresh garlic for this recipe.
More garlic, the better.
More garlic, the better. Get yourself a low pan that has good sides, but it doesn't really matter. Just a pan on a pot. Put in some sesame oil and or canola oil, like a neutral oil or sesame oil. Don't use olive oil here.
No olive oil.
Because it's not an olive oil recipe.
Sorry, fam.
It's okay. And then you're gonna heat that canola oil up with your garlic, and you want like around a spoonful of garlic or to your taste. And then you're gonna fry that up a little bit, get it really hot. Once you start to smell that garlic, you're gonna put in your udon noodles with a little bit of soy sauce. Sesame oil, if you didn't have it in there already, and a little bit of water to make sure that your udon noodles can be, like, cooked and not just, like, because you're trying to fry them up as they're increasing in, like, cooking, as, like, they're, like, separating from each other because they're almost like a dry pack of noodles.
Keep in mind you're cooking here.
And you're cooking here. And it's really easy. And then you can throw some chili flakes on it and maybe some scallions, a little bit more soy sauce, a little bit more mirin.
Hell yeah.
Throw in some rice vinegar too, and that's your meal. And it's delicious and perfect.
Off the dome, DJ Goose just recited that. That was beautiful.
You're welcome.
It's definitely amazing. I can assure you.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's very good.
And if you do that with a mix of a previously cooked day before Japanese curry using the curry bouillon cubes, which are really easy to find at any supermarket, that is the way to go.
DJ Goose's Japanese curry was unreal. Our friends were we had seconds. We had seconds. All right, this is the main theme from One Battle After Another by Johnny Greenwood.
You've been tuned in to Digging the Ice with DJ Didge and DJ Goose. We're on for at least a little bit more of a little bit under an hour. Keep tuning in.
Keep tuning in. Thank you.
she's fine, fine, fine. Lord knows the show is fine. Gals, I can't help myself.
She's gonna do it.
Come on.
told you we can tell everybody. Tell everybody.
Smile
when I see you.
Start quaking and everybody making hot. for the street. Let everybody know we rock is on the beat. In every jam that we rock it non-stop. Represent show love every time we drop. Cash in for the wins, my man, he light skin. CL, he's back up on the block.
Put it down like I was born to do it, made to live it. Hate to spit it, custom fitted, watching me get it. What the nice legs, enough kitty, stay driving something pretty. Cozy in the duplex, overlooking the city. Slick heels with your toes showing, sundress, wind blowing. Catching plenty like that, feel the way it's flowing. We can party all night long, baby, they understand. Deep down, you know I'm really just a one woman man. You ain't bigger than the next date for eating your weed. I'm in the sweet cigar, suntans, and wet bikinis. Hope to sell out crowds from the magazine page. Out the tunnel in the studio to bring it to the stage. All sexual to hit y'all gutter, high velocity. Dames wanna taste it for the sheer curiosity. It's strong and it's real, plus it lives by the code. A multi-million dollar project in ass shaking mode.
It was a Friday night, all the ladies from shaking. The place start quaking and everybody making hot beats for the street. Let everybody know we rock is on the beat. In every jam that we rock it non-stop. Represent show love every time we drop. Cash in for the wins, my man, he light skin. CL, he's back up on the block.
Back up on the block.
Just heard Back on the Block from Pete Rock. Before that, Empty, Janet Jackson, Adore You from Jesse Ware, Blaze from Lettuce, Shoopy Doop and Cop Him from Betty Davis, and we started the set off from DJ Ditch's new favorite obsession and movie, One Battle After Another. Do you want to tell us more about this song, DJ Ditch?
No, I think I'm good.
I
really can't talk about that movie anymore.
With artist Johnny Greenwood off of the release, One Battle After Another original motion picture soundtrack.
From Nonesuch Records.
From Nonesuch Records.
Yeah. What do we got playing next, DJ Goose?
I don't know. What do we have playing next?
Well, we're kind of in the final 20 for y'all. So we got a couple options. We got to play Meow at some point.
Meow?
Yeah, we got to play Meow at some point. I don't know if you guys could hear me or not. I was not looking at the mic. Or speaking into the mic, rather.
That's okay.
Yeah. Back on the Block featured CL Smooth on vocals, by the way, from the Pete Strumentals album from 2001. DJ Goose just hit their reset button. There you go.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Da 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 da, like whoa.
Oh, my God.
Look, sixth grade. Was that sixth grade dances?
What were you saying?
Like. Hit when you hit the whoa.
Hit the whoa? Like, I was running through the six with my whoa. You know that one?
No, but like the Superman. Da 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 da.
Oh. Watch me whip?
Yeah, never mind. I'm messing them up.
No, you're fine. We're going to get out of here and get some potato gnocchi. Well, not get some. Make some potato gnocchi.
Pumpkin gnocchi.
Pumpkin.
We're going to pump up the jams with a song that we cannot play on the air.
I wish.
Because it's not very alternative. But do we have any original things from that? Did they sample anything, DJ Ditch, that we could play?
I'm sure they did, but it's really not coming to my head right now. If you watch Kunk on Earth or Kunk on Life, you'll get a lot of that.
We should watch
stuff.
That tonight.
Yeah, that's actually a great idea.
Join us in watching Kunk on Life.
What's like that line? It's like the ancient Greeks thought the most noble thing you could do was die. Is it the Greeks or the
Greeks or the Romans?
Or the Romans.
probably the Romans. My favorite line is, it looks like I'm walking through the ruins of an ancient civilization, but I'm not, because that's in Iraq. Or something like that. It's a really funny line.
No, that's a great
love that.
Stuff.
I love that one. I have been dying to make sweets, and I really want to make my ginger molasses cookies, but that requires effort and energy. So then I've been thinking, okay, I need to make cookies, but then I'm like, I don't have the time to make cookies, even though I just bought more butter, but I only have one egg. That's why I didn't make cookies last night, because I only have one egg.
Oh, no.
Okay, I might ask my roommate when I get home if I can borrow an egg. That will not get returned, because it'll be in my cookies.
Oh. No, that's fair. I'm checking logistics.
Wonderful. So,
God,
if we wanted to hear more about random things that I know, I know little to nothing in moments like this at 9:40 at night, only here on WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington.
It's been a long one.
Been a long one. We've kind of been sitting here, like, looking at the charts. What did you bring on vinyl today, DJ Didge, that we didn't play?
We brought some records. I forget.
Oh, boy. What are we playing next, DJ Didge? Up next?
I was going to have stuff ready.
What's up next? What are we playing? What are we playing? This is bad. We really should be entertaining you guys right now. I'm sorry that we're not being the
most
entertaining.
We're playing Billie Holiday.
We are. And
I was avoiding it, but
this Wednesday on Exposure, Cold Plunge.
Cold
Plunge.
Like
we're cold plunging you into this music. I don't know. Playing over us talking now.
One for my baby and one more for the road by Billie Holiday.
How wonderful.
It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I've got a little story you all know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more. Got the routine, so drop another nickel in the machine. I'm feeling so bad, I wish you'd make the music dreamy and sad. Could tell you a lie, but you've got to be true to your code. Make it one for my baby and one more for the You'd never know it, but buddy, I'm kind of a poet, and I've got a lot of things to say. And when I'm gloomy, you simply gotta listen to me until it's talked away. Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. This torch that I found must be drowned, or it soon might explode. Make it one for my baby, and one more for the road. You never know it, but buddy, I'm kind of a poet, and I've got a lot of things to say. And when I'm gloomy, you simply gotta listen to me until it's talked away. Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. Thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. This torch that I found must be drowned, or it soon might explode. Make it one for my baby, and one more for the road that long road.
bouffé sa langue en buvant trop mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris, mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. Poupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois, un sparadrap, une gueule de bois, a bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc, comme un alien dans son igloo. Ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi, moi, ça plane pour moi. S'envoyer du paillasson, limer, ruiner, vider, combler. You are the king of the divan, qu'elle me dit en passant. Ooh, I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi.
That's all, folks.
Sorry. Not? That's that was horrible.
Ça plan pour moi from Plastic Bertrand. Oui, oui. Merci.
You can't speak
I was at
French.
Chipotle the other day, and like I held the door for like this couple from Quebec. And when I kept the door open and when I was at Chipotle with my friend. And yeah, like this couple was from Quebec. And the
Quebec.
Lady, yeah, the lady passed by me, and she was like, "Merci," and then like closed the door, and then walked to her car. But it was like a loud "Merci,"
"Merci,"
like rattled the Chipotle. Oh, and then previously to that was "Dance" from BSG. And you also had "If You Don't Want My Love" from Jalen Gonda. And we also had the kicker of the set being "One for My Baby" and "One More for the Road" from Billie Holiday.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It's now 9:58, so we're going to close out the set with us just talking at you again. Yeah. If you don't know, it's currently WRUV's 70th anniversary. We've been on the air for 70 years. 60 years, we've been an FM station, and the first 10, we were an AM station that broadcasted most, really only two UVM dorms back in the 50s and 60s. And if you want to join us in supporting WRUV for the next 70 years, you can go to go.uvm.edu/giveWRUV. That is go.uvm.edu/giveWRUV. Or you can also check the link tree in our Instagram. And we're over halfway towards our goal to bring WREV into the current century. And you've been tuned in to Digging the Ice with